weiter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Ein Dalet, picking up on Ein Dalet, 9 lines down from the wide line, so I guess it's like 20 some odd lines down by the next part of the Mishnah. But the rule of behemoth, if someone is running after a behemoth to go be with a behemoth, or if a person's on their way to go to break Shabbos, or they're about to go to Avodah Zarah, we're not allowed to kill them or to stop doing the ver. Tanya, you're only to the Bais, or Bishim Ben Yochai Omer, or Bishim Ben Yochai Omer. If someone's about to do Avodah Zarah, you can go and kill him in order to stop him from doing such a thing. If you have a pagam, some sort of blemish of a regular person, the Torah says to go ahead and to save him for his life, pagam gavolo kosher game. If it's going to be a dishonoring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avodah Zarah, then of course we should go ahead and kill this person. We allow to go to kill somebody who's on their way to go be involved in the erva or something like that. So kav chomer for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the gemara v'chiyonshim and adin, but we're not ma'anesh from a kav chomer. So how could you bring this ra'ah? And for the gemara kasaver onshin min adin. Rav Shem Dechai is of the opinion that taka we are onshin min adin. That's pretty straightforward. Tanya rolling to the bai server. Lots of Rav Shem and Omer. Amachal shabbos nizal simnasha some nizal benat shabbos. We also go to kill him to not let him go and be Michal Shabbos. Savar lo kavu, he holds like his papa, a.k.a. this is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, so his father, Shem Baruchai, Damar Onshin Min Hadin. And therefore, right, he learns that the same idea. If you can go into the person's door for the Zara, he can be killed to stop him. That's his Shabbos, Bechilel, Chilel, Me'avodas Kochavim. He learns that from Gezer Shabbos, from Chilel, Chilel, from Avodah Zara. So if by Avodah Zara, we would do it, so we do it by Shabbos also. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Mishur Ben Yotzadok, and him the governor by Leos Base Nitzah Belud. They took a vote in the attic of Nitzah in Lud. Kol Averis Shabbatara, Im Om LaAdam Avor VaAtarig. All the Averis in the Torah. If someone says, "Go ahead and transgress it," or that you'll be killed, Yavur VeYarg. If you go and transgress it, go ahead, break it. Rashi says, "V'chay behem lo shiyamus behem." So someone says, eat this pig, I'll kill you. You eat the pig. Except for the big three. These are the three that you have to allow yourself to be killed as opposed to going in and breaking it. That's Yavor Vel Yarog. Yarog Vel Yavor. So other ones are, I don't know if I said the right thing over here, but let's try this again. Avor Val Tarog, Yavor Val Yarog. But except for the other ones are Yarog, you'll be killed and don't violate. But what is Kochavim low? Vatanya. Wait, did I skip something? I skipped something, Hashem. No, I didn't skip anything. What it's saying is, Vavodos Kochavim Lo, really? You're telling me by Avodah Zarah you should die as opposed to violate it? We see not like that. We see actually you should violate and not die. How do you know that if someone says, if you do Avodah Zarah and you won't be killed, but if you do it, then we're going to kill you. If you don't do it, we're going to kill you. You should go and you should do it and not be killed. You shouldn't be killed by it. So a person is an option of do Avodah Zarah and die. I'm sorry, and live, or don't do it and die. You should do and live. Yochel, if you would think that applies even publicly. Rashi says, Lakama first, Kama Farhesia, what exactly Farhesia is, how many people that is. Talmud Lomar Velo Sechalulu Hashem Kochivin Egidashti. Then the Pasuk says, you shall not desecrate my holy name, I will be sanctified amongst you. So saying straight up, you're not allowed to do a Avodah Zarah, that one can do it in privately if he's being threatened, but he just can't do it in public. But here he's saying, seems to be saying clearly that against what we just said before, says the Gemara, Inhu da Amar Kirby Eliezer. They said the Lachal Kornter Eliezer, who argues in Rabbi Shmuel's Brisa, the Tanya Eliezer Omer, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav v'chachon nafshecha v'chol medecha. You shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all of your resources. Oh, which is telling you straight up, that person has to give up everything rather than go and do Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Mashar shall lo tam yirenu b'avodas kochavim. We have to say it with all of your resources. If you deal with a person whose life is more important to him than his money, then that's what it says, be willing to even give up his life. His money is more important than his life. So then it's a bigger deal. Give up his stuff. Lekach namar b'chol mo'odecha. Okay, so straight up. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to give up your life for Avodah Zarah. And that's what we talk about in that attic over there. Gilui Arayos, Ushvichas damim. Kid Rebbe, where do I learn it from? Like Rebbe, Ditanya, Rebbe Omer. Kikasha Yokum Ishareu, or Zachon Nefesh Kaina Davaze. Pazuk says, by Inara Murasa, who gets taken advantage of, she's raped, for like a man who rises up against his fellow and murders him, so is this thing, right, the attack of Inara Murasa. What are we learning from Murtzach? We don't learn anything. Me'atari is able to lamed, coming to teach something about him. So lamed ended up learning from it. Makish Murtzach, Lena Murasa, it's a hekish of Murtzach, Lena Murasa, Mana Murasa, Nite Natsil Banafsho, Joseph Ben Arasa, the din is that you can be saved by the cost of this person's life. You kill this person. Afrotzach, Nite Natsil Banafsho, you can also go ahead and kill him before, as opposed to him killing someone else. Well, Makish, Lena Murasa, Lurtzach, the hekish of one back to the other. Ma'rutzach, Yarg Vilyavor, just like someone who's told that he has to go and kill someone. He should allow himself to be killed rather than kill someone else. So too, a namirasa should allow himself to be killed and not be over giloi arayos. Now, the question is, Ritzach Guf Minalan. Where do the Ritzach himself that he used to give his life rather than kill someone? Svaruhu, Tahuda Asal Kame, the rabbi of Amr, because the story time, this guy came from Rabbah and he said, Amr Li Mari Durai, the governor of my town came to me. And Rashi says over here, Adon Iri Vinachriava, it was a guy. He says, Zil Katli Ploni, go kill this person. If you don't go and do it, I'm going to kill you. He says to him, Lik Tiluch, let him kill you. Velo Tiktol, but you don't go and you kill. Mi Yamad Dama, Didach Sumak Tfe, who says that your blood is more red than the person that you're told to be killed over here? Rashi says, Miodesh, Ye Damcha Chaviv. Maybe your friend's blood is more red, meaning he's more beloved. Hilkach ain kan lomer v'chaybem. You can't say v'chaybem v'lo shiyamus bem. Shelo hitar akasav el mishum chavivos nafshem, because of the belovedness of the soul. So you show like Hashem Baruch Hu. Kan sheish ibad nefesh chaver. Here you can be killing your friend if you were to go through with it. Lo nita davar hamelech dvar melech lidchos shetziva al ritzicha. Right. So you can't go and kill him. So back to the Gemara. Dilma Dama Da Hu Gavra Sumatvei. Maybe his blood is more red, meaning to say nobody knows who's more precious to the Ribono Shalom. Therefore, you can't go and kill him in order to save yourself. This whole idea over here that that you go ahead and you violate the Avera as opposed to being killed for it, this is only talking about when it's not during a Gezeres HaMelech, when it's not a Malchus, when it's not during a Shasa Shmad. However, and that's when we say go ahead and violate and, you know, break it as opposed to going ahead and dying. Even a tiny little mitzvah, still you have to be willing to die for. Yarg v'yavar, you should die in Afal. So the government don't be successful in causing, you know, this craziness in the hearts of Jews. They're going to keep going and doing more and more things which are against us. Rashi says, "Shelo yargilu over gechavim laham richa laham merecha asalavavus lakach." Even if it's not during Zeres HaMalchus, it's only talking about Tzina. If it's Prophesia, you should be able to be killed and not to go ahead and to violate it. Even if it's a small thing, what's called the Mitzvah Kala? I'm a Rabbi, I'm a Rav. Beep, turn the page. I'm a base. I feel the Shanuya Akasad the Misana. Even changing your shoelace. Right? It's where the Yidden, let's say, they would wear their shoelaces type of way, and they want you to wear a different one. Rashi says, Sruchanal, Shim Derech Ovigachavim, Luxor Kach, Vederech Yisrael, Ben Yenacher, Gan Yitzad Yad, Dosrodover, Vederech Yisrael, Yosnuyen, Afilu Shinoi Zeh, Shein Kan Mitzvah, Eliminig Ba'alma, Yikadish Hashem, Befnei Chavirov Yisrael, Vahai Bereshia Midvar, Medaber Be Yisrael. Right, so that is, if they go and say, even if it's just like a minhag, they tie the shoelaces to the left, we tie them to the right, we should be willing to go ahead and, even not halacha minhag, to go and do that and die. The kama for hesia, what's called for hesia? Parhesia is not less than 10 people. It says, it obviously needs to be that yidden that are there. It should be elevated and be sanctified in front of b'nei Yisrael. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Tisha Yisrael, but not Chechanah. What happens with 9 Jews and 1 guy? What's it in? Tashema, the Tani Rav Yani, Achua, the Rav Chia, Barab. We got ourselves a Gezerah Shava, Askia, Toch, says Rashi, the Asara, Be'inim, V'kul Yisrael. It's got to be 10 Yidden. Ksivach, v'nigdash v'soch v'nesol, ksivhasem, hibadlu mitocha eida azos, it's talking about by Korach, sever yourself from this congregation over here, right? So, it is, it's got to be straight up 10, nothing to talk about. Malahon, asar v'kul yisol, just like that was 10, it was all Jews, it's talking about the Meraglim, avkan asar v'kul yisol, so too, it's got to be 10, and all Yidden. Esther Prasyavia. What about Esther Malka? She was a case of Farhasia. Rashas Venivala Lovikochavim. She was nivelicized by a guy. And she didn't give herself over to be killed. Shouldn't she have died as opposed to been with Achashverosh? Rabbi Esther Karka Olamaisa. Different case. She made herself Karka Olamaisa. Eno Osa Maisa. Who Osa Bamaisa? She didn't do anything. She just was like dirt of the ground. We just looked at the dirt. She was passive over there. And therefore, she didn't have to give her life. Rava Amar Hanos Atzmashani. When it comes to, by Goyim, their own personal pleasure is different. Right? That's not a Chil Hashem by giving in over there. Since Ahasuerus wanted to be with Esther for his own personal pleasure, as opposed to going ahead and to uprooting something. It was just a thing of pleasure. You have to die for such a thing. If you don't say that, the Persians used to have on their holidays, they would go ahead and they would collect heaters made of brass to bring into their temples to do their service over there. When they came around to the Yidden also, they would go and they would give also from their heaters to them. Why is it allowed? Is that a Vodazara? Isn't that Kichil Hashem? El Hanos Atzman Shiny. This is their own pleasure. It's different. It's not giving it to them. That's not the actual service. So she says that El Hova Akum Umiskavin La Viru Ella La Hanos Atzman Miskavin Chetzach Losa Kli. He's not getting them to do it. He's saying, give it to me so I can do it. He's not saying to serve me or whatever it is. You have to serve, just give me the stuff. Here too, when the guy is their own, therefore it's going to be different. So when Achashverosh is with Esther, it's for himself, and therefore she doesn't have to go ahead and die for it. And Rava goes according to his own reasoning. Diyama Rava, Ovid Kochavim da Amr Leila Hayisol, if a guy says to a Jew, Ketol Aspasta b'Shabso Ushtei L'Chivasa, cut some aspasta from the ground on Shabbos and give it to the animals, this type of plant that's used for animals, and he tells a Jew to cut it, which is clearly breaking Shabbos, and give it to animals. V'yilo Ketol L'Chivasa, I'm going to kill you, L'Chtev L'Lo L'Chtele. The din is that go ahead and cut it, and don't allow yourself to be killed. Says Rashi, "Aspasta v'lula katli ha'akum dekevan de'enu meskaven la'aviru elu letzorchi atzmo and kechel Hashem." It's not a chel Hashem in such a case. Shtei l'nara, but if he says, "Go and cut and throw into the river," okay, you look there v'lula liktal, then you have to allow yourself to be killed, not to go to cut it, because that was out of avodah zarah. Right? Then I gain anything from this. He just wants to. Well, it's not avodah zarah itself, but it's just. Sorry, he just wants, let's start over. The guy tells him to cut it and throw it away. You have to allow yourself to die, just throwing it away, because it's not for his hanah. He just wants him to go and cut it to break Shabbos over here. And therefore, that's going to be a chel Hashem. So my time, what's the reason? Lavrei milsa kabai. He wants to just to go ahead and to be over in something. Therefore, the Jew would be, don't give in to that and allow yourself to be killed as opposed to going in and giving into it. Okay, now, we saw that when it comes to Kiddush Hashem and these three biggies over here, if they allow yourself to be killed, what about a Ben Noach? Bo Minei Me Rabbi Abi. Ben Noach Mitzvah Kiddushes Hashem, Rehne Mitzvah Kiddushes Hashem. See, also Chayev in this din as well, or not? Like if you say, you're going to be killed if you don't follow the Noach, the seven mitzvahs of the Noach, does he have to give his life up for it? Amar Abai Toshima, seven mitzvahs of Ben Noach. There are seven mitzvahs that are given over to Bnei Noach. And Kiddush Hashem is not mentioned. Vim Isa, and if it's really true, at the Chayev, then Tamnei Avid, there's eight mitzvahs over there. But it says seven, must be the Nachayev in it. Amalei Rava, Inu V'chol HaBizrayu. The Bresa means that the Bnei Noach are chayiv to keep them, the Sheva Mitzvos, and all of the Abizrael, the things that the offshoots of it, Rashi says, Komi the Shaykh Bu. The Hashem Shaykh Bu, Dem Omelo, Laver, Al Osan Mitzvos, or Yarek, Vim Lo, Yikadish Hashem, Yavar Aleim. Hilka Chai Nami, Bichlalonu. Abizrael is like, again, like we said, this offshoots. They're chayiv, not only keeping the basics ones, so if they're threatened, unless to commit one of the things, he has to give his life and be Mekadish Shem Shemayim, then go ahead to fall to it. My Havi Allah, what happened to be, what ended up being the Halacha? Amr Avada Barava, Amr Birav, Ksiv Ledover Hazeh Yislach Hashem Lavdecha, Lavdecha, it says that Naaman told Elisha, this is Malachim, he was a general, got Saras, and he wanted to try to fix it. He was told to go bathe 7 times at the Jordan River, and afterwards he had a recovery, and he said that Hashem should pardon him. When accompanying the king of Aram to the temple of Rimon, Naaman would be forced to bow before the idol as he supported the king when he would do such a thing. So it says like this. Naaman said, for this thing may Hashem pardon me. Bevo Adoni Beis Rimon, l'shtachav shama v'hu nishan al yadi v'shtachav isi. When my master comes to Beis Rimon to bow there, and he leans on my arm, and I'm going to bow down too. Ksiv v'yomer lo lech l'shalom. And it says over there that Elisha said to him, go in peace. Beep, turn the page, I him enough. V'em, he said if it's really true, that Benoach has to go ahead and die rather than give in. Lo lemele, Elisha should not have said to him lech l'shalom, which implies it's okay. In fact, Elisha said this to him, it must be that Benoach is not chayef in this Kiddush Hashem. Habitzina, this... I'm sorry. No, everything the going next off the right. Ha bitzina, ha befres. Yeah, that was Naaman did was bitzina. Therefore, it's not a public display of desecration. Therefore, it's mutter to say that for him to do it. Ha befres. Yeah, but we're talking about befres. Yeah, and that would be usher even for a Ben Noach. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, story time. It was the story of a guy. Placed his eyes on a particular Isha. And Ve'ela Libatina, he became obsessed. Says Rashi that Nimok, Merov Ava, Netamtim Liba Ve'ela Choli. He was so in love, enamored, lustified. No, what's it called? Infatuated with this whole situation, actually became sick. Ubov shall riff, and they came and asked the doctors, what do we do with this guy? The doctor said, the only way to get better is to be with this woman. Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, it's better for him to die and not be with this woman. So he said, okay, well, maybe there's another way out there, he won't die. Tamil fun of Ruma, let her stand there, Aram naked, and maybe that will be, he'll survive from that. No, Yomasal Tamil fun of Ruma, better for him to die and that not happen either. The Sabri Mecher again, at least let them talk on the other side of the fence, then he'll become better. Yomasal to Sabri Mecher again, it's better to die than to go and to talk to him beyond the fence. So he's going, hold on a second. Pligir of Yaakov, Aidib, Rabbi Shmuel, by Nachmeni. They argue about what exactly we're dealing with. This. Who is this woman? Chanam Ishizish, I said. One says, she's a married woman. The Chanam Ripanuya, the other one says that she was a Panuya, she was single. Nabishal Mandar means she's how you so shopping. It makes sense if you say this. He can't go and be with her, let the guy die. El Lamanda Amar Panuya, so he said that she was Panuya, she was single. Michael, what's going on here? Why would you let the guy die in such a thing? Amar Papa Amar, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, because this is a Pagam Mishpacha. Rash is Mishpacha, Saisha, show you. Boshim Adar, this is like disgusting. This is how you should behave. Rav Achabir, Rav Iga Amar. He comes and he says, "Kedisha lo you, but also shall prutzes barav. So shouldn't be so should be, you know, just running around and doing these type of things." Rashi says, "Lamod b'fnei anasim, lusis pemei neyim v'yimserum lehem labia, given over tashmis things." V'litzvah minfa says, "Well, hold up a second. What's the big deal? Let's let him get married." Rashi says, "The ein kan prutzes barav. So kulu laavdan hachiv v'litzvin." Vein kan avir el mitzvah. Let him get married and be fine. It says we're lo miyast. Yasvadaiti, that wouldn't help him. Rashi says, "Lo yirapa bekach." Why? Kedar v'yitzchak. Tamar v'yitzchak miyom shachar beis hamikdash. From the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitla tam bia. The taste of bia was taken away from married people. V'nitla over the avir was given over to those who are doing avaydus. Rashi says that sheyitza hara tokfin umar b'tayvos, and the hezer comes and grabs on.
gets really intense in that situation. Shenemar mayim genuvim taku v'lechem starim yanam. Stolen waters are sweet, and the bread of secrecy is pleasant. That is when a person can't have something they wanted that much more. Rashi says, "Lishtam al yanakat kamo kiyim halechem ashehu ochel." That's like the woman is considered the lechem in this case. So it means this bread of intimacy is the thing which is like adultery. Yeah, so that's done in a secret way. Though it's more enjoyable to do it like that than is even when there's marriage that's going on over here. So it's her once when things are stolen, you can't do something you wanted that much more, and that's when it would heal them. But if you'd be married to them, then you wouldn't get better because then it would have the same taiva. Okay. Hajar Allah Mansora Mora Mazdov and the Lala and the Lala oh and the Lala in the Lala in order to make this Sama Khasma base. Let's Hajar quickly to back in the beginning. Bensora Mora be Ima Sainasa Bensora Mora Bishovish Tisaris Bach Yakov Zakan. Okay, my friend Mazdov for finishing the eighth parak. Wow. Of and look forward to starting next time with a ninth. We're gonna stop up here and wish you all a great day.